Of all seabirds, one of the most charming and funny must be the puffin, with its black and white plumage and its amazing bright beak. But Atlantic puffins had disappeared from some of their traditional range until an enterprising scientist who loved the birds had an idea. Here's Mary McCann with Bird Notes.
They had been gone from the island for 100 years. But in 1973, Dr. Stephen Kress reintroduced 6 Atlantic puffin chicks to Eastern Egg Rock, an island in Maine's Muskangas Bay. He nurtured them by leaving fish in their underground burrows. A few weeks later, the birds fledged, departing at night for the open sea. Knowing puffins returned to the spot where they fledge, he and his team waited. For 4 years, no puffins returned. Here's Dr. Kress.
So in 1977, I began trying to think more like a puffin, and I began to try to imagine what it must be like for a puffin that would head off to sea, come back, and find no other puffins at the island. And of course, there hadn't been any puffins for 100 years, so what would this puffin think? Would it even take a chance about coming ashore? And I began to realize that normally a young puffin coming home would find other puffins, it would be attracted to them, perhaps interact with them, and become comfortable at that location. And I was concerned that maybe some of my puffins were coming back but not coming ashore, and that's when I decided that I would try to put out some decoys.
The decoys worked. Now the island, with much continuing work by Dr. Kress and Project Puffin, is home to more than 100 nesting pairs. I'm Mary McCann.
There are photos at our website, loe.org. Coming up, searching for proof that the dog you love really loves you back. That's just ahead here on Living on Earth. Stay tuned.